Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Monday, November 1st. Wow, we made it to November. 10 months in the books in 2021. They go by fast. And this past weekend was pretty awesome, I have to say. It was super busy. I hope everybody had a great, safe Halloween. I don't know about you guys. I will be pilfering my kids' candy all week. I will take the good stuff and hide it. The good stuff, by the way, being like Sour Patch Kids. Those watermelon Sour Patch deals. Obviously, I'm into sugar. Haribo gummy bears. I like Butterfingers. Like, I will be stealing a lot of candy. And I do have some funny Halloween stories because I did go trick-or-treating with the kids and a bunch of other families. So I was only able to follow Cowboys Vikings on my phone. And I told this guy I'd give him a shout out. He does listen to the pod. He plays pickup basketball with us. And he's like, oh, Jay, my fantasy team. I had to start Cooper Rush. I'm like, oh, geez, why the hell did you do that? You know, he's like, well, I got Dak as my guy. And there was nobody left. Dak was ruled out inactive an hour before the game. I'm like, oh, geez, that's tough. You're going to take a loss. He's like, yeah. So we're, you know, walking around with the kids and Cooper Rush is doing nothing. He's like, ah, he's a second half quarterback. I know him from college, second half quarterback. And me and another guy are just laughing like, oh, yeah, sure. Cooper Rush, second half guy, got it. Cooper Rush just put it on the Vikings. An incredible performance. Folks, I am absolutely floored by what happened Sunday in the NFL. And Cooper Rush was like the perfect ending to a absolute madness of a weekend. Starting Thursday with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals losing. I mean, Sunday you have, and don't worry, Saturday, I'm coming back for you in the college football realm. You look through the injuries at quarterback on Sunday. Trevor Siemian comes in cold. I don't know if he'd thrown a pass in a couple of years. You guys probably remember him. I think he was Northwestern and then Denver Broncos. Career backup. Journeyman. Against the Todd Bowles defense of the Bucks, All they do is bring the heat, pressure the hell out of quarterbacks, blitz, 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 then blitz some more. Remember what they did to Mahomes in the Super Bowl? And Trevor Siemian delivered. Listen, I'm thrilled. I had the Saints in the $4 million contest. By the way, I went 3-2. Trevor Siemian delivered. Backup. Like, beats Tom Brady. Like, they were up 23-7. And then, of course, Brady storms back. And you're like, well, Winston's like carted off. He's done. Trevor Siemian ain't getting the job done. And the kid came back late in the fourth. And then, of course, Brady throws a pick six. But that was after my main man, Mike White. And it's funny because another dad, while we're trick-or-treating, is like, Mike White, that just sounds like a made-up name. It sounds like a perfect Jets story. Who's starting a quarterback? Mike White. Like that's the name of some dude you're at Home Depot and you're looking at paint. And Mike White is the guy's tag. And you're just, hey, Mike, how are you? Can I get the, vanilla paint color? And it's like, Mike White throws for 400 yards against the 5-2 Bengals. And the Jets win. The Bengals are 10.5-point favorites. And I confess, in my Survivor Leagues, I had the Bengals in one of them. It's a tough hit. Now, this is a league with, like, I don't know if it's a six-figure payout, but it's a large payout. There's at least 2,000 people in it. I have been afraid to look because I have two entries in there, which is nice. But I would assume a lot of them have the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, the Bengals were 10.5-point favorites facing a backup quarterback who had never started a game, and Mike White threw for 400 yards. A brutal late interception by Burrow flipped it, and my New York Jets win a game. And this is where it gets really funny, guys. Do you know the Jets have more wins than the Miami Dolphins right now? And I just love that because all I do is fight with Dolphins fans seemingly online because they're insufferable and just terrible people who think so highly of their team. Dolphins lose again, although they showed well, Tua covered. I'm thrilled. Now, the negative of this, of course, is that the Jets now will tumble a little bit down the draft board and Seattle wins, which also hurts the Jets. So not a great day for Jets' future prospects. But between Cooper Rush, Mike White, and Trevor Siemian, this is like week 9 is like the backups ruled. And you can argue that, hey, defenses weren't ready for him. What do you mean not ready for Cooper Rush? Now, a couple quirky things on the Cooper Rush game. I told this stat on Cowherd Show. McCarthy off a bye is awesome. He's 13-4-1. Okay, now he's 14-4-1. And the weirdness here is they were not revealing what's up with Dak for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, an hour before the game, inactive. So they kept Minnesota guessing. For all we know, they were installing an offense for 2 weeks for Cooper Rush. Now, he didn't look great in the first half. But in the second half, he was hitting. And listen, down three, he had to make a big money drive. And I mean, sure, Amari Cooper catches a freak pass. But I think at this point, we got to give the Cowboys their flowers. And I'm talking to Rob, and I think he may agree with me. I get a call every Sunday from Cowherd. You know, we catch up on Sunday, NFL, talk, shoot the shit, whatever, talk industry stuff. And I say to him, I'm like, dude, this was before the Cowboys game. Like, who's the best team in the NFL right now? Like, I remember coming on this podcast maybe 3 weeks ago after Justin Herbert. I watched Herbert dismember the Browns. And I'm like, holy shnikes. Justin Herbert, who are you taking a quarterback over him if you're drafting in this league? Maybe Mahomes and that's it. Mahomes floundering, of course. We'll get to the best bet later. And it's like, what has Justin Herbert done since? And it's like, did he read every clipping? They went to Baltimore. They got smacked. Herbert did nothing. And I got to be honest. I was way on the wrong side of Patriots-Chargers. It looked and felt good early. Chargers go right down and score. Chargers get the ball, score again. And they did nothing the rest of the game. I have this in my notes. The Chargers had one more drive the rest of the game over 25 yards. And this is against a Patriots defense that's been pretty bad, pretty injured. I know the Chargers had a couple big plays that skew it, and those first two drives skew everything, but a brutal, brutal pick six by my guy Herbert. A little miscommunication with the tight end, Jared Cook. It felt like the AJ Green play, which lost the game, Except Green never turned around. Cook turned around in the middle as the cornerback's diving for the pick. And it was just brutal loss for the Chargers. Listen, you never want to, if we've learned nothing, these Monday pods are fun. Don't ever take away too much from one game. Chargers were flying high at 4-1. Their only loss was to the Cowboys. They've now lost to the Ravens and Patriots. On the docket, a trip across the country to the Eagles. Host the Vikings, who we don't know what, you never know what the hell the Vikings are going to do. Kirk Cousins look like dog I just can't say that. Too many parents have told me that, I listen with the kid, drive my kid to school. I'm like, all right, I'll chill with the cuss words. Vikings, Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, they got some tough ones. I thought the Chargers were a legit contender for the AFC title game. I don't know right now. And that's, I think, the overriding theme from this weekend. You come out of it with more questions than answers. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers offense has been total mess without George Kittle. Well, they didn't punt once against the Bears. Now, I know the Bears didn't have Khalil Mack, and, you know, it's really still the Deebo Samuel show, which the Bears can't figure out because the Bears defense stinks. And I was on the right side in San Fran. It felt great. But, like, are the Niners good again? I don't know. I there are so many questions around the league right now. I think the one thing you can confidently say is that the Dallas Cowboys right now are the best team in the league. They won with Cooper Rush at quarterback on the road in supposedly hostile Minnesota. By the way, it's funny. When they scored that go-ahead touchdown in the final like 50 seconds and they kicked the extra point, the crowd roared. Like, Dallas took over that stadium. They clearly travel well. I didn't know Minnesota was like a hotbed for Halloween, but I guess Cowboys fans are like, we got to get up there. The Dallas Cowboys are 7-0 against the spread. They're in the weakest division in football. The Dallas Cowboys, like, seriously, with McCarthy, who we were scoffing at during Hard Knocks. He was a laughingstock. The Dallas Cowboys are undefeated against the spread. 6-1, the lone loss in the opener to the Bucks. And right now, I think you got to say they've got the inside track on the number one seed in the NFC. Tampa, they've still got a couple tough games left. Dallas, here's what Dallas has next. The Broncos. The Falcons. Oh, the Falcons are so bad. Chiefs, Raiders are plucky. Saints, but then they close Washington, Giants, Washington, and then another Cardinals and Eagles. They haven't played Washington yet. Taylor Heineke, have you guys watched that shit show? I mean, Washington takes money every week. I don't know who these people are betting Washington. Sorry to my boy Dan who bet Washington. I tried to tell you guys, this is an unbettable team right now, okay? Taylor Heineke does not know what he's doing. And the Broncos tried to hand them that game. I don't want to go too in-depth, but like, you know, Heineke throws a bad interception late. You think it's over. Melvin Gordon fumbles like a play later, and you're like, oh my gosh, Taylor Heineke has a chance, but does he really have a chance? No, he doesn't. So it was like a backup quarterback weekend. I haven't even got to my main man, Sam Darnold, getting the cover, and then, oh, by the way, he gets knocked out of the game. Brutal head hit the turf. I'm like, oh, PJ Walker. Ugh, do I have to? I think your overriding sense around the league right now has to be the best team in the NFC, and this is not like a super-duper hot take. Right now, just again, right now, things change. Right this second, November 1st, Dallas Cowboys. You can make a case for the Rams. I'm sure some people will make really strong cases. I do like the Rams a lot. Let me just remind you, they have one win over a team with a winning record, Tampa Bay. And I know you can only play who's in front of you, but let's not get too excited about the last 3 weeks. You stomp the Giants, you choke out the Texans, and you beat the Lions. Now, I know what you're supposed to do. Good teams are supposed to leave no doubt. There was some doubt left against the Lions. There was no doubt left against the Texans. They led 38-0. Houston is so bad. And, oh, by the way, my first bet for week 9 is already in the account, and you'll hear it at the end of the podcast, best bet. It may or may not involve Houston. That's all. The Rams, and again, they're playing total terrible offenses. Houston, offense, terrible. Jared Goff, clueless. Danny Dimes, useless. The Seattle game was one that was interesting, but remember, Geno Smith came on late. So those are the quarterbacks they face lately. What happened when they faced Kyler Murray? They gave up 37 points, you know? So I like the Rams a lot. Right now, I think you have to go Dallas number one in the NFC. I think Green Bay has to be in the mix. I know people don't want to give them respect because of the injuries to defense. Davante Adams is out. All they do is keep winning. I mean, you can doubt them if you want. I'm done betting against and doubting the Packers. I'm done. Arizona's still up there. Rams up there. Tampa, like, those are the clear-cut best teams. I don't think Philly can make a move despite their impressive win. By the way, Philly, 3-5 for a team with a losing record. They, along with the Seahawks, have a positive point differential. 3-5, by the way, positive point differential. And a best team in the AFC. Buffalo has looked lethargic the last couple weeks. You know, Baltimore's on a bye. I really owe the Tennessee Titans an apology. And I don't know if you need me to, like, say it here via email, snail mail, whatever. But I was wrong about the Tennessee Titans. I keep betting against them. They keep costing me money. One of my few losses on the weekend was Tennessee. And I don't have a grip on this team, folks. Yeah, did they get lucky that Carson Wentz, who hadn't thrown a pick in five games, throws a pick six in the fourth quarter and then another one in overtime? Ryan Tannehill wasn't great. Derrick Henry rushed for 68 yards. And by the way, all these guys love to talk, oh, Derrick Henry, blah, 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 Derrick Henry. He did nothing against the Chiefs. He averaged 2.4 yards per carry against the Colts. Did not have a carry of 10 yards. Derrick Henry, those back-to-back games where they had the big wins, like, I think we're seeing a slower version of Derrick Henry at this point. Just file that away. But A.J. Brown, not slow. 10 catches, a buck 55, and a touchdown. So, Rob, I'm not saying that this is my Super Bowl matchup. I'm just saying right now, week 9, and things do change, it feels like the Dallas Cowboys are the best team in the NFL.
That's a little bit of a hot take. You know, I'm a little bit surprised that that's where you would go on that one. Not because I don't think the Cowboys are good, because I think that they are one of the upper echelon teams, but because your case for them is, well, who have the Rams beaten? You know, who have the Packers beaten? You know, and if you look at the Dallas Cowboys schedule, they got a win against the Chargers, which I thought they came out of that one very lucky with the way that
Chargers,
one went down.
I don't know if they punted in that game, yeah.
You know, Eagles, Panthers, Giants, Patriots, and now the Vikings. So what is that, one team over 500, and then that team's only one game over 500? So I don't know if you know, who they've beaten is necessarily what makes them the best team. I will say the case for them, though, just as it is with the Rams and the Packers, who to me I think are the three teams that have a legitimate case right now to be the best team in football, is that they've shown that they can beat you in a number of different ways. And it started on Thursday with the Packers. They're down all their receivers. I think something like 11 starters overall from what their opening day starters should have been. And they ran the ball, ball control offense, play enough defense, make enough plays, they win. The Rams, every other week, they win a different way. Like, I know Stafford's numbers are big, but, you know, that game against the Lions, that was the defense coming up. You know, there has been a couple of games where it's been a Daryl Henderson show, and Matthew Stafford is kind of just along for the ride. He gets a, you know, inside the 5-yard line Cooper Kupp touchdown, but it was really the running game that did it. And for the first time, I think, all season with Dallas, you know, last night, we saw them lean on the defense. You know, Cooper Rush was not good in the first half. I know that his stats at the end look good, you know, but defensively is where they hung their hat last night. They did something that I would have been shocked if you would have told me before the season that they've been able to do, and that is to win a primetime game leaning on their defense. I thought that our friend Colin Cowherd had a great tweet talking about how Micah Parsons was the best athlete on the field in a field that's full of great athletes, including Justin Jefferson, including
Adam
Thielen.
Living in the backfield, yeah.
No, I mean, like, he was awesome. And if the Dallas Cowboys can continue to win when they don't have their high-flying offense, you know, throwing the ball over the field, when they have to run the football because teams are daring them to run it like what Philadelphia did a few weeks ago, then, yeah, they got to absolutely have a case to be the best team in football because there's not one way you can attack them.
Justin Jefferson against, I don't know how much against was Trayvon, was just against Trayvon Diggs. 4 targets, 2 catches, 21 yards. and Micah Parsons living in the backfield, four tackles for loss. Dallas' defense will be getting DeMarcus Lawrence back soon, guys. They're only going to get better. The Cowboys are fascinating, and I'll just add this. Dallas Cowboys, the whole America's team thing, and I did this, I don't know if I did it on this pod or the Saturday show, back when I used to do the radio show, but it really became America's team in the 90s when the internet started to explode just as Aikman, Emmett, and Irvin were taking off, and every house was getting cable TV in the 90s. I didn't get cable till the late 80s, and even then my parents like wouldn't let us watch some stuff. But when you look at how they became America's team, as America's getting internet and cable TV and, you know, sports 24/7, Dallas was ascending and they were dominant. And if you were in bum F Montana or middle of nowhere Nebraska and you needed a football team and you're watching highlights of this dominant team, yeah, everybody's going to like the Cowboys. Why do you think everybody likes the Bulls? Same deal. In the 90s, Jordan took over. Like, that's why everybody is a Chicago Bulls fan. That's why Michael Jordan, they claim, is the best. I know that's sorry to bring that up. I know it's a sore subject for many. But this is why Dallas is America's team. And honestly, guys, the TV ratings for Sunday Night Football are going to be enormous, even with Cooper Rush and even with Halloween.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're not going to do a ton on the World Series, which is going to a Game 6. But I also would like to point out, let me say one more thing before we get to college football. Just one more thing. A team that I just absolutely do not get. I don't understand this team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I will totally take an L. I just need to ask Urban Meyer, like, what are you doing, dude? You're down 24-0. There's like 3 minutes left. You score a touchdown to go down 24-6, okay? You go for two to cut it to a 24-8. You're still only a two-score game. Urban Meyer kicks the extra point. So that's like, okay, that's friggin' dumb, okay? He compounds that by going for an onside kick. Like, yeah, you've got to go for an onside kick, but it makes sense if you're down 24-8, oh, you need the onside kick. They kick the onside kick. The guy picks it up and runs it back for a touchdown. Urban Meyer, I don't know how much heat he's going to be taking, and I mentioned this. I don't know if it was on this pod or on Cowherd Show, maybe Friday's pod. Rookie coaches historically off the bye are awful in the last like 3-4 years. I don't know what it is, and there were two this weekend. Urban Meyer was one of them. You're like, oh, extra week to prepare for Seattle. I mean, they were down 24-0. They had nothing, no offense. It was garbage in the first half. And the other rookie coach was Brandon Staley. Again, off a bye, at home, like Chargers. What the hell happened? They were great on the script early, and then you went off the script, and they had nothing. And Belichick won that battle. Lastly, before I get to college real quick, I need to mention this Jameis Winston thing, because this kind of stinks for Winston. It sounds like it's going to be a season-ending ankle injury that'll be announced in short order. And yeah, we're all going to give Trevor Siemian props. Yep, definitely. But Jameis Winston was balling against the Bucs early. I have to say, I was totally wrong about this guy. Sean Payton needs more credit. By the way, unbelievable stat. Sean Payton in his last 13 games as an underdog is 11-2 straight up. Straight up! He's winning games as an underdog, not even against the spread. And he won another one as a 5.5-point dog. I don't know how he did it with Trevor Siemian, honestly. They have no run game to speak of because nobody can run on the Bucs. Oh, wait a minute. Jameis had 40. Ingram had 27. Kamara had 61. And they go over 150 on the ground. And then through the air, it was like, Kevin White? Yeah, that's the guy. Kevin White, who was like the first round pick of the Bears. It's like, really? Somebody named Garrett Griffin? They had a touchdown pass to a guy I literally have never heard of, Alex Arma. There's zero chance any fantasy team has him. He's out of a college named West Georgia. Again, he's a fullback. Like, Sean Payton needs way, 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 way more credit. That dude is an awesome coach. Can you imagine if Sean Payton were coaching, like, the Cleveland Browns or the Arizona Cardinals? Teams with awesome rosters. Saints just don't have the skill position guys, and they continue to win 5-2. I was wrong. My two big preseason whiffs. New Orleans Saints, I didn't think they'd be playoff worthy. I didn't see it. And I thought Jacksonville would be better than they are. My best one so far, I knew Miami was going to be hot garbage. I knew Arizona was going to be good. And I like Stafford. Remember, I said Stafford, when he goes to the Rams, makes them one of the Super Bowl favorites, and he could be the MVP favorite. I think right now, if you are looking at the MVP voting, Justin Herbert's fallen off. I think Patrick Mahomes has fallen off. I don't think Derrick Henry's going to get 2,000 yards. I don't think he's going to have a chance. Dak misses a game. Tom Brady takes an L, but he's still in the mix. It's going to right now, it looks like it's going to come down to Stafford or Rodgers. Again, pending change. I want to quickly, before we get to best bet, talk about college football, Rob. We haven't done a lot, but it is the calendar has turned to November. And we're getting close to the first playoff seeds are going to be announced. And I think I'm already starting to get nervous that they're going to screw Cincinnati. And I know you're like, Jay, why do you care about Cincinnati? Well, first of all, I like their quarterback. I think like their head coach, by the way, he's going to be in the mix for the USC job. I'm sure you guys are aware of that. I really feel like the playoff needs them in it. Yes, I get it. Georgia's a lock. No matter what happens in the SEC title game, Georgia is getting in the playoff. Okay? This is where it gets difficult. Who are the other three? Now, we are getting expanded playoff. Let's not panic. Cincinnati has a legitimate resume. And I don't want to hear this. Oh, Cincinnati Bearcats are going to get destroyed. They played Indiana, solid Big Ten team, beat them on the road. Played Notre Dame, beat them on the road. And they've not quite mollywopped, but they've basically beat the crap out of almost everyone else they've played. Problem is, they only have one more resume builder, and that's against SMU. Let's hope they don't lose that later this month. That being said, I mean, folks, Oklahoma is not good. Ohio State's not very good. Alabama is going to be in the SEC title game, and this is where it gets crappy. So, Rob, if Alabama faces Georgia for the SEC title and Alabama wins, you're not keeping Georgia out of the playoff. And now Alabama's got to be in the playoff. So those are two. And you really think an undefeated Oklahoma is getting left out? Do you really think Ohio State, if they win the rest of their games and win the Big Ten title, is getting left out? Michigan State right now, undefeated. I'm not even going to mention Wake Forest. Just stop. But Michigan State, now their schedule, they should be able to beat Purdue. Purdue, we know, took down Iowa. They can be feisty. We'll see. It's the week after a rivalry game. Let's be careful. They will beat Maryland. But Michigan State still has to go to Ohio State and Penn State. So now the question becomes, can Ohio State run the table? And, you know, Nebraska, Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan, like, if all those teams go undefeated, like, college football, this could be a weird one. I'll tell you right now, I am all in on Cincinnati. I think they will go undefeated and pull it off, and they better be in the friggin' playoff or I'll be pissed. I don't think Oregon has a case. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame. I don't want to hear about Notre Dame. And, you know, basically it's, you've got one spot, and I think you're going to have two teams fighting over it. I'm sorry, but I'm putting Georgia and Alabama in the playoff. And then it's like, how do you shut out undefeated Oklahoma from the Big 12? I don't think you can. Yeah, that's just, it's not happening. So that's three. And the last spot, if Ohio State doesn't lose again, are they really getting, are you leaving them behind? So two SEC, Oklahoma, Ohio State. And Cincinnati, undefeated, is going to get shafted. It's just, it's setting up that way, Rob. I don't know how much you care about college football, but this started to hit me Saturday morning when I woke up and was doing some reading.
You know what? I think you're right. And it's funny to say that, you know, you mentioned, I don't know how much about college football. I actually watched more college football this weekend than I did NFL. So
how's that happen?
You know, just kind of weird scheduling, you know, with the fam, you know, how that goes. But, you know, Ohio State, I'm assuming they're going to win out. I think they're going to beat Michigan State in the second to last game of the regular
season. Ohio State's not that good though, dude.
No, but here's the thing. They're going to have a win over a one loss Michigan State team. They're going to have a win over, we're going to say, what, a two-loss, three-loss Michigan team. They're going to win the Big Ten championship, and their only loss, I'm assuming, is going to be to the Pac-12 champion, Oregon. That resume right there is better than anything Cincinnati can put together. And unfortunately, just being undefeated is not good enough these days. It matters who you beat, when you beat them. And Cincinnati, because they play in a bad conference, and again, we're assuming if Alabama loses to Georgia, this is the minimum point because they'll get in anyways. But we're assuming that Alabama is going to right the ship and Nick Saban's going to put one on Kirby Smart and the boys at the end of the season. So
here's the thing. Wait, Rob, let me ask. Two loss Alabama? Are they getting left out?
No, they're not getting in.
They're not getting in?
No.
I'll tell you right now, I don't want to see one loss Oklahoma over Alabama. Oklahoma's not good.
Well, I'm going based on your premise. Like you said, Oklahoma runs the table.
Right, right.
Okay. So if Alabama loses, though, then there's not a question because then Cincinnati will be in.
Do you know what the outrage is going to be like if Cincinnati gets in over a two-loss Bama? Although Alabama lost, as I think of it, was like 19-point favorites against A&M, which was unranked at the time.
Tough scene for my guy, Nick Saban. Let's have to cry himself to sleep with his, 12 other national championships.
A couple other notes before we get to the best bet. Number one, how many Ted Lasso costumes did you see while trick-or-treating?
You know what's funny is I've never seen Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
But because I've seen enough people who know what it is, at least like 14 or 15.
Yeah. These are the most popular costume.
Yeah. And so like people I was with are like, oh yeah, that's a Ted Lasso cast.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso costume. Yeah.
My brother texts me from Pennsylvania. Look at this Ted Lasso. I'm like, dude, I've seen 15 of them this week. I mean, there's just so many of them out here. That's like the number one costume. I rocked my old Cobra Kai that I wore last year. Not that cool, but I didn't. Sorry, I dropped the ball getting dressed for Halloween. What else did you see? Any other good outfits?
You know what? I spent some time at Disneyland on Saturday with the family.
Oh, jeez. Disneyland on a Saturday?
Well, that's how I was able to watch so much college football because you're waiting in line. I got my power bank phone charger, so I'm just watching a lot of college football. But there were some great like themed family costumes that I didn't see in a lot of places. Like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Ratatouille, but there was like a kid who was the rat and the parent was the chef. So like that kind of stuff was pretty cool, you know.
Vaguely.
But like there was a lot of those kind of things where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is not just, you know, a couple. This is a family of seven that is all matching. Like this is great.
So my we had four soccer games this weekend. I know you guys don't totally care, but we coached against a Ted Lasso Saturday. And listen, I know this is so nerdy, but like my daughter's team, again, recap, we won zero games last year. We have almost the identical team. It's second, third, and fourth grade girls. We won zero games, all second graders last year, all third graders this year. But we lost one girl and swapped in a different one. And we're awesome this year. We only lost one game. And we played like one of the really good teams. And we smoked him. They had Ted Lasso as their coach. And it was maybe the best Ted Lasso I'd seen. I don't know the guy. Other people know him. And we poured it on him in the fourth quarter. And honestly, like, Rob, I know your daughter's not playing sports yet. Guys, I'm just telling you, if your kid's on a good team and you have a bunch of cool parents who you're friendly with, it's an awesome experience. I mean, our sideline was erupting. I mean, listen, there's an outside chance we win the region or whatever. But I'm getting over my skis. My son's team, you know, we know some of the parents, but it's just a different vibe, you know? It's awesome when you're, you know, get crushed every game I joked to someone at Halloween, it's almost like we are like, this is going to sound so egotistical, the Fab Five. Do you guys remember the Fab Five comes in and they had that early season game against Duke? And it was like, oh my gosh, the Fab Five is ridiculously good. Weber, that was like it was like a December game. Go look it up on YouTube. It's really like, oh, here's a bunch of freshmen and they're doing well. And they push like a top five Duke with Leitner. And then they get to the Final Four and they lose, but they all come back for the sophomore year. And that was the year. I was like, all right, this is the year. It feels like this is the year for us. I don't know. We'll see. But four soccer games, Halloween, NFL, college football. Folks, I'm going to drop this before we get to best bet. Final thing. I'm going to try to go no alcohol for the month of November. I don't think I'll make it to Thanksgiving, but I just started a push-up challenge with some guys to try to do 100 push-ups in a row without stopping. Rob, do you think you could pull off 100 in a row?
No.
I know I can't, but this apparently, if you practice this for multiple weeks, it's like a routine, you will be able to do it. I think that would be a cool accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, especially for someone of your age, you know, I think that's a big deal.
Oh, fab you. All right, let's get to the best bet on Straight Fire.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, so off the winning week in the NFL, it's up and down in college. Not great, not bad. Monday Night Football is on the docket. I almost feel like I should probably start betting NBA regular season games. I'm doing a one game a night with a couple guys, Vic, who joined Fox, and then Ryan, who joined the New York Post. We have text chains going back probably 3 years where we tried to bet the NBA every night. Now, obviously, listen, during NFL season, it's tough because there's NFL games. It's on Sunday. We're passing Saturday. People have lives. College football is tough to always get in NBA. But I think I'm going to start looking more at NBA. But for Monday Night Football, I'm going to stick with this one. I don't have a great sight on this. 10.5 is like an awful number. It seems like KC money's probably going to hit the market today. I would assume that goes up. I know the Giants show well on the road under Danny Dimes. And I am facing Danny Dimes in fantasy. I lead by like something like 30 points. If he somehow beats me, I'm going to be devastated. I would seriously look at the over here. The Giants offense gets back Tony. And I'm telling you guys, this kid is electric. He was dinged up since that Saints game where he exploded and hasn't done much. So I would look at any Kadarius Tony props because they're still banged up everywhere else. And you know, as much as you want to make the case for that slot receiver who has taken off for them just a little bit, there really isn't a lot. Dante Pettis is his name. There really isn't a lot of talent. So if you're looking at props, I would look at Kadarius Toney overs. And this, to me, feels like a Giants don't get too many stops, Chiefs 33, Giants 24. So I would look at the over. It's come down a little bit. It opened at 54, down to 52. I don't like a side. I mean, you could see Danny Dimes coming in the back door against the Chiefs who can't stop anybody. Although, one of the quirkiest stats probably of the NFL month of October, last month, the last two games, the Chiefs have given up 0 points. Bizarre. Absolutely. You know, they were down 24-0 to the Titans, 27-0 to the Titans. Didn't give up anything in the second half. I mean, it was just absolutely bizarre. I don't trust either of these teams right now. Trust a big thing as we head into week, what is this, 9? I'm looking at the lines as they populate here. A lot of injuries, a lot of backup quarterbacks. The only two that kind of sort of jumped out is I just don't know how Cincinnati is a favorite over Cleveland. I just don't get that. Bengals coming off a double-digit favorite against the Jets. Lose. By the way, the Bengals offense is a high-flying offense. Like Jamar Chase, I guess he wasn't interested in showing up for that one. The defense just got eviscerated by Mike White. Just stunning. And they're favorites? Now, I know Cleveland has laid some eggs, and the offense is really sputtering. Jarvis Landry's having issues. Odell Beckham's hurt seemingly every week. Defenses are keying on Nick Chubb. Baker's hurt. I just don't know if the Bengals really should be favored in this matchup. This feels more like a pick 'em. And yeah, I'm not giving the Bengals the respect at home that some I'm sure will say they deserve. That being said, it should be noted that the Cincinnati Bengals this season at home beat the Vikings in overtime, and they lost to the Packers but covered the spread 25-22. I think it was 3.5 in that. And they did go on the road and beat the Ravens, but then they went on the road and lost to the Jets. Now, after three straight home games, or three straight road games, how do you do when you return home? There is the theory, and we gotta check in these databases, but if you go on a long NBA road trip and you return home, usually there's that, oh, I'm back to home. Oh, I get to see my family and my friends and get back into my routine. And there is usually a bit of a struggle in that first home game. I know in the NBA that a lot of people have won betting that strategy after the long, like, 6-game road trip. Everybody thinks they're going home. The perception is, oh, they're going to be fine. They're going home. Usually there's a bit of a letdown, maybe first half, but I would. That's one of the two games I will be looking. Again, I've bet the Browns way too many times this season. They continue to cost me money. They're a team I just do not understand. Another line that's crazy, Philadelphia Eagles are giving a field goal to the Chargers. Like, what have the Chargers done in the last couple weeks to earn being favored by a field goal on the road? I think Philly's going to take some money there. That's a crazy line to me. And then you've got Arizona off the Thursday night game, extra rest. I think you automatically have to bet San Fran just based on Kyler Murray. And it sounds like this injury, and again, no inside information here. It sounds like when you read between the tea leaves, Kyler is definitely dinged up. And he hurt the ankle against Green Bay. It wasn't really running that well. I would just monitor that. But the other one game that I did bet, I laid a touchdown. I laid a touchdown with the Miami Dolphins, favored by 7. Houston on the road. Now, if Tyrod Taylor starts, I don't know if I'd buy out of it, but again, we're talking about a Houston team on the road. Their last three games, they've scored like 8 points, 2 field goals and a safety, I believe. They're getting throttled. The defense looked like it quit against the Rams, like total no-show, down 38-0. They just weren't even trying. And Tua can move the ball. If guys are catching passes. Now, I mean, when you see Waddle catch 4 of 12 targets for 29 yards, like, what the hell's going on here? At any rate, that's one game that I'm financially invested in. But otherwise, I'm just looking at the over in Giants KC, and then I'll drop some props on the IG stories. All right, guys, have a great Monday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.